ओम शांति।
आज हम सभी अपने अति प्यारे इस ब्राह्मण परिवार में एक मजबूत पिल्लर
टुडे
जिन्होंने बहुत अथक बन करके यज्ञ की सेवाएं की, इतने बड़े झोन का संचार।
टुडे वन ऑफ द मेन पिल्लर्स ऑफ यज्ञ हु टुक केयर ऑफ द मेन झोन बाबा कॉल्ड हिम His heart was also such that he was rich. He was a kind person. I used to meet Amir Chand Bhaiji often through letters and through telephonic conversation. Any kind of letter that comes from the zone, I never give the letter directly. That they would say, ask Amir Chand Bhaiji, what should I do? So whenever I talk to Amir Chand Bhaiji, Bhaiji would say, All the discipline rules of yagya, whatever the nature of the other person, Bhaiji would say that you should handle according to yagya's rules. Amir Chand Bhai's nature you all have seen. He is very much open-hearted and he had divinity on his face and he was also very entertaining at the same time. He would listen to any serious issues and he would laugh and give the answer back. Often I used to go to Punjab zone. I used to get invitations often. I would say the sisters that did you take permission from the zone? Sisters would say that I have, Bhaiji had given permission, you can come. So I asked that there are different kinds of service. Bhaiji would say that you please come and whatever service you want you can do. In Haryana, in Himachal, Punjab. So, we had different kinds of exhibitions related to the rural wing. And towards the end of the exhibition, whenever I asked him to come, so, if he is in Punjab, Sonipat, he would definitely come. How much far he is, if the distance is long, he doesn't say that you people can carry on, he definitely would come towards the end of the exhibition. In Shimla, Himachal, in Kurukshetra, Palampur, wherever there was service, brother would come running for service and would guide. And he would also take care that nobody had any trouble. He would also take care of the gifts about the food aspect. He always kept the sisters forward. He doesn't do things on his own, but he always used to be backbone. And Sonipat Retreat Center was under construction. In Sonipat, 8-acre retreat center is made. You all must be knowing this. When the first phase was over, I called Bhaiji and said that we would like to conduct this year's rural wing program there. He laughed and said, this retreat center is not yet over. If you want to come, you can come. Only the first phase was over. The kitchen was not separate. And we all, 200 to 50 people, came there, went there, and he welcomed everyone and took care of every aspect. And from morning till evening, he was there and would take care of everything. When the lift was not well, it was not working, he said that whenever guests come, this lift won't work. So he was very humble and he had lot of qualities inside. He was instrumental in doing service with Dadi Chandramani. After that, he stayed in Chandigarh and did service with Achal Didi. And the elders made him an instrument to construct Sonipat retreat center. I would ask him, do you get cooperation of everyone? So he says that Baba is there. I do not ask anyone for wealth. He definitely would guide others. Wherever he goes, he would say that today here we would construct yogic kirti. So he asks us to give the farmers and guide for yogic farming. He always says yes for service and gives respect for others and would also talk in a very simple way. I have never heard from him irritation. He never talked in an irritated manner. He was very humble. And he took care of this big zone who had different kinds of sanskars and who had different nature of different desires in them. So sisters would say that I want to do service in this region. I also want to be an instrument for this kind of service. So there was a lot of upheaval in the zone, but he always was very humble and cooperated with everyone. This is a huge task, being a brother, to listen to the sisters and to tolerate the whatever they say, and take every task easily. Why did the complaint come? He never asked them. He always would respect others. Whatever the seniors want, whatever the rules of Madhuban are, he always would give the permission for that. Can you understand? He is the director of Punjab zone and the member of management committee and was also had major role in the social service wing. He had a very simple life. Today my subject is complete renunciation. I was seeing the last rites of cremation of Amir Chand Bhaiji. Very few brothers and sisters were there and was in the PPE kit because of COVID. But it happened in a very peaceful way and everyone was giving him loving remembrance, and the sisters also went there. Sisters were sitting in one line and few brothers, 5-7 brothers were there, and from few from the government side were also there. I understood, I could identify a few brothers with such an elevated soul who is a celibate and who spent 82 years in this yajna. He became Baba's child in 21 years. And for 70 years, he was free from obstacles for such an elevated soul. He did a lot of service. He cooperated with everyone and also built the unity in the zone. He would invite for the bhatti and others. He was all-rounder and did all kinds of service. I have seen he also did a lot of religious service, whether it's Haridwar or Dehradun, saints from this region. He did very systematic service for the saints and sages along with Jagdish Bhaiji, and also was able to keep everyone content. Baba said different kinds of Murli's own pronunciation. In 81, Baba said 7 different kinds of renunciation. Baba said the elevated renunciation whenever this topic comes. Recently, I was listening to the Brahma Baba's renunciation in the audio clip. You all know about Brahma Baba's renunciation, how Baba lived a life which was very simple. He had all the materials. It was not beggary part when Baba left the body, but Baba did not accept anything. When new building was constructed, children asked Baba that your home is really small and from the roof there was leakage. Now you should not stay here. You have to shift to the new home. Baba said, child, Shiv Baba came in this old body and Baba have to live in this small hut itself. This home, new home, is for the children. When Baba's hut did not even have a bathroom, a washroom, Baba lived a very simple life with full of renunciation. You must have heard one mother, Mother bought a very expensive shawl to Baba, and mother said to keep this shawl and said that only Baba have to use this shawl, and said, Daddy, do not give this shawl to anyone. When another child came in front of Baba, Baba gave this shawl to the child because he was very cold. Daddy said that this shawl is very expensive. What will that person think, the mother think? So Brahma Baba said that he was feeling very cold and he would remember Shiv Baba. We all are eating the fruit of renunciation of the senior. When we do little service, we get a lot in return. How should we accept this return? For some, their lives become elevated. For others, they feel different kind of experiences. When others say that your knowledge is good, when your yoga is good, when people start to praise, they become arrogant and ego, and the soul thinks that nobody is like me who is a yogi. I did course to this person, I gave drishti to this person, and I gave the experience to this person. The subtle ego is a bondage. Baba said that you have to renounce this, that the awareness that I am a hard worker, my thoughts are really good, I am constantly working to reveal the Father, nobody is yogi like me, I am an instrument soul, a trusty soul. So Baba said that renunciation of these subtle ego is the real renunciation. Baba sacrificed everything and made children's life elevated, but Baba also sacrificed his own name. Baba always would say, I did not do anything. It's Baba who does all these things, or children who does all these things. He never took his name. I've seen Prakash Mani Dadi. Dadi never said the word, it's me who is doing. I must have told this earlier. Dadi did not go to Mount Abu for some time because of illness. I always used to go and visit Dadi during the spirit. And when I went to visit Dadi, Dadi asked, is everything all right in Pandavan? Is everything all right in Pandavan? So whenever Dadi asked question, I said, everything is all right. So she asked, how is it going? Who is making things go? So when Dadi asked, I said that through your subtle thoughts, everything is working well. When I said this, Dadi showed her eyes and said, what did you say? I said, with your good wishes and good thoughts, everything is going well. Then Dadi replied that it is Baba's thoughts. Dadi is not doing anything. Dadi was so instrumental and so humble that she never accepted the praise. Dadi would say that I am not doing anything, that everyone together is working and making things work. Baba has made me an instrument, but you are all the right hands. Dadi was so humble and egoless and simple. Dadi had uprooted the ego. Baba said in Murli that the main or biggest renunciation is the renunciation of the ego, the renunciation of the attraction of five sense organs, and the attachment of relationship is also the real renunciation. Baba says, in attachment, one person is attached with because of their goodness in service, their qualities. When a person does good service, people start to follow and become attracted to that soul. And when the person becomes attracted, that person starts to bend towards that person. So this person will come under this bondage. That's why Baba says, you should be completely renouncing everything. You should also not become attracted to others' virtues, and also should not hate others. When nobody praised you or did not ask you, So if you have hatred feeling towards others, this also creates karmic account with that soul. That's why you should not have any kind of hatred, and also should not get attracted towards any souls. That's when we say that this is real renunciation. Few movies you have heard in Sakar, and you become lazy. Baba says that if waves of thought is coming, Baba says, don't think about this. Baba says that I'm engine, all the negative thoughts comes in front of me first. That's why don't get scared. Avyakt Bhaktada has underlined this point. If waste thought is occurring in the mind and in the thoughts too, negative thoughts are coming, this is creating a karmic account. The souls who has sacrificed waste and negative thoughts, that person is really renounced, has really renounced everything. 50-year-old child would come in front of Baba and said, Baba would say, we are very close to the last time. Any time, any second, anyone can leave the body. If we are in war with our mind and if we leave the body, that's why Baba says, do not become a warrior, become a yogi. Do not waste time in the war or battle inside your thoughts. Lot of issues come and you create negative or waste thoughts. Baba says for this, always make yourself busy in the good thoughts and introspection. When you think that, when you feel that your thoughts are getting wasted, you should save the time. You should not waste the thoughts. This time of the confluence age is when you can save a lot. Think elevated thoughts. Baba says, Baba says that if you churn well, then you will be intoxicated. Take one self-respect point. I was looking that Baba has given lot of self-respect. So if you are in this awareness from Amritvela, you do not have any waste time or time to create waste thoughts. You all should make yourself busy. If you are busy in good thoughts, then Maya will see that this person is busy and would return back. So wherever your thoughts and power is getting wasted, Baba would say to become economic and save these things. So renunciation is that of your negativity and your negative thoughts. When you get lot of gifts from others, some people keep it with us. The rule of the yajna is, when you get anything or gift, you should give it to yajna in the bandara. If it's really important for you, you have to ask people. It's become a habit for them that when you go for service, they keep the money they get from service. And that's why this subtle sin is accumulated in those souls. That's why the soul doesn't feel happy and the person doesn't feel a simple life. The reason is they have subtle. You should not make any subtle mistakes. You should be determined and make promise. If you do that, you will be able to move ahead. That's why the renunciation is not about the materials. If there are materials, you should use it, but you should not become dependent on materials. Your yoga should not be dependent on the materials. This should not become an obstacle. Materials should not become obstacle. So dependency causes harm. Material itself does not cause harm. That's why Papa has given us all kinds of materials. You should use this. And if your attitude is free from the desire, if you used, got it and used, but does not have attachment towards it, Baba has given a lot of sustenance. Baba has given us inspiration to lead a simple life. Where how much ever materials come in yagya, you should not become dependent. So complete renunciation means renunciation of name, renunciation of negative thoughts, renunciation of things, and renunciation of renunciation. People would say that I did so much, I have renounced so much. So Baba says that you should also renounce your thoughts about renunciation. So the foundation of renunciation is unlimited disinterest. If there is no unlimited disinterest, you won't be able to renounce things. You have to awaken the disinterest inside you. Baba has given everything. Baba, you are using everything, but you should use it with an unlimited disinterest stage, and you should keep your attitude in such a way that no thing should not attract towards you. Attraction is causing you harm. If there is no attraction, if you use and then if you doesn't feel attraction towards that, then you can reveal the Father. This topic is very deep. If you have to talk, if you have to read more, Baba has said seven murlis on this topic of renunciation. You can read that. Om Shanti.